I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be hanging out with you all on a Monday night. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. Either way, I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. It's been a busy day, a busy night. You know, last hour we talked about all the attention that 7'5" Victor Wembanyama got walking through New York City's JFK Airport. Yeah, the NBA said, yeah, we're going to put this guy on a commercial flight, and then we're going to have him walk through the airport, because why not? Free marketing. Why the hell not? Sure. Somebody else who's also in New York City is Chris Paul. He's promoting a book about, you know, family and life lessons, etc. And he was on Good Morning America today, and he explained about his trade. He said, my son texted me and told me while I was flying to New York for my morning show appearance. So we're going to talk about that deal between the Phoenix Suns and the Washington Wizards. You got Bradley Beal going out to Phoenix. You got Chris Paul going not to Washington. We'll talk about it. We're going to look at that from a Phoenix Suns perspective, and then we'll also take a look at it from a Washington Wizards perspective. And then we'll take a look at it from a Chris Paul perspective. And I can save you some time. Let me give you the Wizards perspective. We suck. We have sucked for so damn long. We ain't had no money to pay Bradley Beal. We had to get him the hell up on out of here. And so we'll talk more about that. But that's pretty much it. Like, why are we paying this guy all this money and we stink? That's why we fired the last GM. But anyway, we'll get into that. Draymond Green is opting out of his contract with the Warriors. The Warriors want him back. Messi is going to be making a ridiculous amount of money just to come to MLS. Lou Williams retired over the weekend. Nice little Father's Day video. Jokic made it home. Is Zion going to get traded? There's like so much going on with the draft this upcoming Thursday in Brooklyn, New York. We got quite a few callers here that joined from last hour. And I want to get on a lot of the calls, and then we'll get into this this Bradley Beal son situation. It's like Kevin Durant got a new superstar team. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. We'll talk about how the hell this fits together and if it even fits together. 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. We got folks tuned in all over North America on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Every place from Vancouver, Canada, down to Miami, Florida, and everything in between. If you're listening on Sirius XM 158, thank you. And if you got us locked in on a smart speaker, thank you very much. All you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Let's take some more of your calls on this 7'5" dude who was just walking through the airport today, and get your thoughts. We have no idea what the hell Victor Wembanyama is going to look like. We don't know if his body is going to last. the massive curiosity. We've seen taller. We've seen Bradleys and Yao Mings. We ain't never seen nobody that tall move like this dude. 855-212-4CBS. Tony is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, good evening. How are you, sir?
Good, man. Go ahead.
I think it's almost imperative that he be successful. You look at LeBron, Chris Paul, the guys on the back nine of their careers. The NBA needs another face to really project forward. Of course, Ja was that guy. He's a little bit tarnished now with some of the issues he's been going through. And you have a bunch of other young guys. But I think the face of the NBA is going to be the young guys coming up. I know we've got Joel Embiid, we've got Ja Morant, Trace Young, a lot of those guys. But I think his skill sets, like you look at Tony Kukoc when he came in, very rare to see a guy that high handle the basketball the way he did. A lot of these European players come in a little more skilled than the American players with the big guys because they play professionally from like 15 and 16. So I think he's proven his body can hold up. As long as he doesn't have foot problems and stuff the big guys do, I think he's going to be an added bonus to the NBA.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I think one adjustment that we do have to keep in mind is although he played in Europe, it was on a less taxing schedule. Less games on a weekly basis, less games on an overall schedule. It's going to be one hell of a grind when you have to hit back-to-backs or play three or four games in a week, and that's an adjustment for anybody. But I agree with Tony. It's going to be cool if he works out. And if he doesn't, the NBA ain't losing nothing. It'd be nice. The NBA has played his games in the NBA app. I don't think the NBA as a league has ever promoted a player, a prospect, anybody outside the league than him. Like, sure, yeah, fine. ESPN separately broadcast LeBron games when he was in high school. Victor Wembanyama is having his games broadcast on the NBA app, on NBA TV. I mean, every social media post, every alert is Victor Wembanyama is going to play at 2 p.m. Make sure you watch Victor Wembanyama. This has been all season long. And so the NBA, because it's a great marketing league, they do an excellent job with marketing. They're hyping the hell out this dude. That's why he walked through the airport. Steve is calling from Portland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing this evening?
Good, man. Shoot.
All right, couple things. First of all, baseball, we ought to note the Cincinnati Reds, my hometown, got rid of every player they paid except for Joey Votto at his first game tonight. Miraculously, they've won 9 in a row, and they're on top. Game over Milwaukee.
You mentioned Joey Votto, and since he's healthy, your phone got broken.
Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead quickly. Just make your point quickly, yeah. Steve.
Oh, and the NBA, the Blazers ought to trade Damian Lillard, not for their benefit, for Dame's benefit. He deserves a championship. He's been amazingly loyal. He's an incredible player. He's only got a couple great years left. Let's get him somewhere. He's got a shot at a championship.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. Thank you for calling from Portland. Yeah, there's nothing else to do. What the hell is Damian Lillard going to do up in Portland? Nothing. And what's the expectation that you trade the pick and they bring back some? Who the hell is going out to Portland to help out Damian Lillard? Shep, is Michael Jordan, is there a time machine? Is Michael Jordan coming back?
He's not even coming back as a majority owner, let alone a player.
Yeah, so look, there's nobody saving Damian Lillard. It's best for him to go elsewhere, and we'll get into this situation with Bradley Beal. Man, just figure out a way to send Damian Lillard to Miami, and let's just keep it moving. Portland needs to just send everything to just the toilet and start over. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, thank you. Sure. So my hated rival, the 76ers, finally have the coach that they need to take them over the top, which is Nick Nurse. But when the Raptors went in this year, the whole concept was to get Giannis. And when they didn't, the team sort of fell apart and they blamed Nick. But I think now that he is a superstar in Joel Embiid, they're going to take the championship. And this big kid that they keep nominating, I hope they just let him wear knee braces when he starts. Why wait for his knees to collapse before he has to put the braces on? Anyways,
okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto. Man, the first point is terrible, bro. You think that Nick Nurse now being with the 76ers is going to get the Sixers a championship? Speaking of knees, ask me about how Joel Embiid's knees are going to hold up. Who's going to be playing with Joel Embiid? How often is Joel Embiid going to be playing? That's the bigger and better question, man. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Quickly, Paul, quickly.
I will be quickly. Listen, this is all about the brothers have – the agents have no power here, okay? So let's be honest here. All of my need here in the Boston Celtics is a big frame like a Brooks Lopez or whatever. Now, you're not going to break up the Jays and Marcus Smart, my favorite player, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Let's be honest. We know – that if you pay big money to players and they're not going anywhere, everybody's unloading right now. Am I correct?
Hey, Paul, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Listen, Paul, I got to be honest here, man. When you come on and we're talking about like Victor Wembanyama or we could be talking about anything. But when you randomly just start going the guys or the brothers or the agents – we don't know what the hell you're talking about, Paul.
Well, because you just maybe started, I'm polishing.
Wait. You just started talking like, you know, we were having a whole conversation with you. We don't know what you were talking about until you said, like, Marcus Smart and Celtics. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Well, JR, we're so used to here in the East Coast that they cut us off as soon as we go off a certain little topic. Doesn't matter if we give you a message in a bottle. It doesn't matter.
No. Well, I'm in Atlanta. I'm not here. It's not an East Coast thing.
I get that.
But it's like anything. If I say, hey, Paul, what's on your mind? You go, hey, JR, I got a thought on the Celtics, and they need to do – and just make the point. You got to start somewhere, Paul. We're talking – hey, okay. Paul, we're talking to all of America.
Nationally.
Yes, correct. You know that. So you got to
fill us in. And I'm a varsity caller. Am I a varsity caller?
Varsity?
Yes, I am.
Varsity?
I'm a varsity caller across the nation.
You got a jacket?
I do.
I would think if you're a varsity caller that you would you know how to make a call where we know what you're talking about. But you think the Celtics need to just stand pat? Is that what you want?
I think the Celtics need a big frame. Like Brooklyn
okay.
Fest. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Remember
and
this
I
for
think...
next time. Wait, no. The next time you call, just let us know what the hell you're talking. If I'm talking about Victor Wembanyama and you go, well, my team needs to trade for a big guy because our team is too small, I'm going to go, what the hell is he talking about? That makes
this
sense?
This, you're absolutely right.
Well,
I apologize. And I apologize to the national radio station, okay?
Okay,
I am
going to
tell you, this kid, Victor, is going to be unbelievable. And the next thing, if he lands in San Antonio, I'm glad he's on the West Coast, not on the East Coast.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Conference. Western Conference, not the Eastern. He's like, oh, Victor Wembanyama is going to San Antonio to play in the Western. West Coast. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. Last time I checked, the San Antonio is not on the West Coast, but it is in the Western Conference. And if the San Antonio Spurs pick, hey, Shep, who they going to take instead of Victor Wembanyama? Like Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, Scoop Henderson.
So if we got options here, right?
Right.
What does Paul drink before he calls up? Is it like, is it gasoline? Is it a beer? Like, what does he drink before he calls?
I would say a Hennessy.
Hennessy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now,
on a Monday, somebody's drinking Hennessy on a Monday, not me.
Well, Paul's Monday is different from most people's Monday. I will say this. We
Hennessy?
I think I speak for you when I say this. We have a soft spot for Paul because...
No, we don't.
Okay, we
don't. You don't
okay.
speak for me. Speak for yourself.
Fair enough. I have a soft spot for Paul because he loves your show. He loves this show. He will never, ever... He will sometimes wait on hold 2-3 hours just to get through to you. So I have a soft spot for Paul.
Oh.
What I would like Paul to
That's
do...
That's a lot of Hennessy while he's waiting.
Right. Paul, if you were listening, it's a lot of Hennessy, right, JR? Is when I ask you a question, go with that question because JR sees what you want to talk about. So therefore, there really can't be any confusion. But if you completely sidestep your topic that you want to talk about and just talk about your Boston Celtics, JR might be able to pick up on that, but nobody else will. So, Paul, do yourself a favor and just sound the coherent person that I know you can and truly are.
Coherent?
He's a coherent guy, but he just doesn't do himself any favors when he just always goes and reverts back to his Boston Celtics. That's his go-to. It doesn't matter what topic you're talking about. He's always going to find a way to bring up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
I'm in a studio watching the San Francisco Giants and the Padres. You mean to tell me I could be talking about, Fernando Tatis Jr., and he's going to just bring up Jaylen Brown?
Well, he'll probably bring up, like, Mookie Betts in his Boston Red Sox days or something. Like, he'll find a way to get it back to Boston sports. Obviously, it's Victor, so he's going to find a way to kind of, assimilate that with the Boston Celtics. Whatever sport you're talking about, he's going to make that known to be New England. If it's football,
he's drinking
Hennessy Patriots.
Right now, too?
Probably. But I think you might have got through to Paul. I think he finally might see the, see the ocean on this. He might finally see the end of the tunnel.
Ocean of Hennessy. Nothing wrong with that.
And the light.
Yeah, well, too much Hennessy, you'll be seeing a lot of lights. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. In honor of that conversation I just had with Paul, I'm going to have me some Hennessy. And when we come back, I am going to coherently have a conversation about Bradley Beal, the Phoenix Suns, and Chris Paul. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you're having Hennessy right now, I hope your ass ain't driving.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Big news came down the pipe on Sunday in the NBA world. We learned that Bradley Beal was going to be likely moved. There's so many new additions to the Washington Wizards and their front office. Tommy Shepard, the general manager who gave this man a ridiculous 5-year, $251 million contract, he's been fired. And so Bradley Beal, the only player in the NBA with a no-trade clause, he can pretty much dictate where he goes. And we learned yesterday that he would be moving on to the Phoenix Suns. Yes, Bradley Beal going out to Phoenix to team up with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and God knows who else. Because they don't have anybody else on that roster, and you're probably going to have to flip DeAndre Ayton to make something happen. Maybe you can get a 2-for-1 by getting Ayton out the building, but then at the same time, who wants DeAndre Ayton? Somebody. There'll be some sucker out there. And so what does that mean for Chris Paul? Well, Chris Paul is the one who's supposed to be going to Washington, but as of right now, Suns, Washington, they're trying to figure out if they can involve a third team to help move Chris Paul elsewhere. And so we'll get into what this means for Chris Paul because he's the old dude in this equation. He's the guy who's now being moved for a younger talent. What does this mean for the Suns? Bradley Beal turns 30 next week. Kevin Durant turns 35 when the season starts. Ed Booker the young guy of the bunch, Devin Booker, turns 27 right around the same time when the season begins. And so Devin Booker is the young guy of the group at 27 years old, pretty much in and entering into his prime years. And he played 53 games last season. Kevin Durant played 47 games between Brooklyn and Phoenix, and Bradley Beal only played 50 games. Bradley Beal can get you 30 points. We've seen him do it on a bad team. Kevin Durant is one of the greatest scorers that the NBA's ever seen, and Devin Booker is one of the most explosive scorers the league has seen. Nobody will be surprised if Devin Booker wakes up and says, here's 70 points. Or here's 30 points in, I don't know, 20 minutes. It's not a shock. But what does the rest of the team look like? I'll tell you this much. Kevin Durant talked about Bradley Beal, completely unrelated to the Suns or anything. And Kevin Durant, he likes what Bradley Beal brings to the table. He likes him as a player. Listen to this.
I mean, he's a Hall of Fame, all-star scorer, player, sorry. Calling him just a scorer is diminishing who he is.
Well, let me go a little further than that. Kevin Durant, at the end of the season, after the Suns were eliminated by the eventual champion Denver Nuggets, Kevin Durant was asked, man, well, y'all just lost. Do y'all have enough to compete?
It's hard right now to see what the future will hold for our team, but you know, we got a good foundation, good infrastructure, you know, we can build on and move on from this and learn from it and get better from it. But it's a hard question to answer right now. I'm sure that, you know, as the summer and off season starts to progress, we'll figure that out a little bit more.
Monty Williams, gone. Frank Vogel, in. Chris Paul, gone. Bradley Beal, in. The season just ended last week. It was only last Monday night at this time, where Nikola Jokic was getting ready to lift the Larry O'Brien trophy. And so, yeah, everybody, some people can be excited about this. Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. There was a point in time, man, where out in Brooklyn, Kevin Durant had James Harden and Kyrie Irving. How did that work out? Like, we can start looking at combinations here, but if nobody is healthy, what difference does it make? The answer is none. Like, if we got to start just earmarking how much time each dude is going to miss, they're going to miss some time. Is Kevin Durant playing 82 games? Nope. Maybe he'll play, I don't know, 60. I guess that would be considered a win, and that sounds like an L. Devin Booker, I don't know, is he going to pull his groin? He played 53 games. He will typically play somewhere around 70-ish games. And Bradley Beal, I don't know, man. Bradley Beal don't go out here and play either. 50 games, 40 games, wrist surgery. I guess he'll be in that 60 range too. And then how they fill out the rest of the roster is going to be a whole hell of a lot more telling about what they can do. Because if they don't play enough games, they're screwed. If they don't have any depth, they're screwed. And sure, they'll pick up some veterans who just want to show up to play on the Suns. But until I know what the roster looks like come September, or until we get to April, I'm not sweating the Suns, man. They could be one of the best teams in the NBA, or they could be a flash. Just three names on a squad that just go nowhere. We've seen it before. Congratulations to Bradley Beal. He gets traded to Phoenix, is the third best player, and is going to make $251 million to be option number three. That's a lot of money for the third banana in the equation. And God knows if he's going to stay healthy. And then he still has a no-trade clause. So if things go south and they want to move him, if somebody wants that contract, I highly doubt it, he can literally just retire in Phoenix if he wants. But the Suns, I'm not excited, bro. Let me know what the rest of the team looks like, and then come see me in the spring. This ain't a damn thing here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Bradley Beal to the Suns? I want to be excited, but I'm not. I feel like we've seen this story before. Three superstars get together in the NBA, and they'll never play together. Sorry, Brooklyn. 855-212-4CBS. We got Greg calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Oh, my God, your logic and analysis is so spot on. You're right. Injuries everywhere. Where are the role players? Where's the bench going to come from? Yeah, they'll last 60, 65 games, and you're right. But my question is about Wembanyama. I just feel the physical dimensions of this gentleman. I want him to succeed desperately. But being that tall, that lanky, thinner than Kevin Durant and 5 inches taller, I just see injury everywhere. Am I wrong?
No, I don't. I think that's legitimate. The league has never seen anybody like him. So if he can hold up or how many games he plays or what injury he comes down, is he going to sprain a knee? You know, it's tough, especially how he moves around out there on the court, you know, how his body's going to respond to the stress of it all.
Oh, and I mean, you know, you look at the Joker and you think, you know, that's how you have to play. You got to be a little bit more cumbersome. You can't be so explosive and dynamic. You got to be using the brain. And, you know, but you're spot on about those three individuals. And real quick, everybody, agents of inclusion, please listen to JR's podcast. Fantastic and inspirational. Love you, JR.
Well, thank you, Greg. I love you back. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, do what he said. Listen to Agents of Inclusion. It's a great podcast. A lot of inspirational individuals from Special Olympics. Go ahead. Google it. Check it out. Victor Wembanyama, we'll figure out whether or not he is an inspirational individual, and we'll see if he can play and if he can hold up. And if he can, I think we're going to see something good. But you mentioned Nikola Jokic and his style of play. Yeah, Jokic is not airborne. He moves at his own pace. He gets to where he wants to go. He's able to move the ball around. And I think that'll be one of the keys for Victor Wembanyama being on the Spurs. They're going to put him in a position, basketball-wise, to find success. He's not going to be out there like it's the and-one tournament. He ain't going to be over-dribbling the ball. They're going to find spots where he can be successful. Obviously, running in transition is going to be a strong suit for Victor Wembanyama. Playing defense in transition, stretching out those arms. He's going to be a benefit to anybody. But I think the Spurs are the best organization just to kind of get him set in the league. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to go ahead and take more of your calls. I know we have some coming in on Bradley Beal and what the hell could possibly happen with him and Durant and Booker and Phoenix. And then we'll talk about Chris Paul as well. You got a 38-year-old point guard at the end of his basketball life here. Superstar in name. What's next for him? And he actually talked about being traded earlier today on Good Morning America? Yeah, I guess it's a big deal. I'll explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? I love your show, man. I listen to you every night when I'm getting off work. You take me to the palace every night, buddy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We learned on Sunday about this Bradley Beal trade, moving on from Washington to the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul expected to be sent to Washington, but now we understand that he might be sent to a third team. And even if he is sent to a third team, you know, is he going to end up in Los Angeles? Is it going to be with the Clippers? Is it going to somehow be with the Lakers? But we know this. They ain't want him no more in Phoenix. You got a new owner, Matt Ishbia. He comes in, and Chris Paul is saying Isaiah Thomas may have had something to do with this as well in regards to advising him. And now we got Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker. You got DeAndre Ayton, who they might have to trade just to bring on, you know, additional players. And we don't know what the hell the whole team is going to look like. I mean, if you got to surround those three guys with crap, what am I being excited about? I'm not. About nothing. Let's see what the rest of the roster looks like. And for Chris Paul, we'll talk about him momentarily. Oof. Is he really going to make a difference somewhere? Maybe now is not the leader or 1B or 2A or whatever the hell you want to call him. He's not the guy, but he don't play. He's old. He's 38 years old. He can still play, but for the salary, the attention, the resume, it gets difficult. We'll hear from Chris Paul momentarily. We'll get to your calls, 855-212-4CBS. I want to let you know this as well. Summer is officially here, but CBS Sports Radio, it never goes on vacation. We're going to keep you company all season long with the most entertaining content and all the breaking news that you need to know. You can keep us locked in on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And, of course, I'll tell you again, the Odyssey app here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Ahmad is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thank you for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Man, we got to take a moment and just highlight the horrible decision-making the Wizards have been doing for the past, I don't know, 20 years now, starting okay. with Ernie and even with Ted. You're going to give Bradley Beal a no-trade clause, a max deal. The guy hasn't played. And I give it up to him for finessing the Wizards. I mean, you can go back to John Wall, you can go back to Gilbert Arenas. But Ted and the guys over there at the Wizards have been really doing some real, real, real bad work when it comes to just – I mean, with the Wizards team, what are they going to do next? What's going to happen with Porzingis? What's going to happen with everybody else on the team? I mean, they give this guy a max deal with a no-trade clause? That's kind of tough.
Yeah, I would think at this point that Porzingis would want to go elsewhere and possibly, if he can, secure a long-term deal as opposed to opting in. There is no reason for Kyle Kuzma to stick around. I'm sure he's going to get a better deal elsewhere. And this is what the Wizards should have done a long time ago. They thought that they would, you know, still be competitive with Bradley Beal, maybe be competitive enough to bring in another star. They trade for Porzingis like he's some type of big star. And now just the reality has hit them. And they're going to suck for a long time, yeah. Man.
Imagine somebody being 7'3" post-ACL. I mean, you know, that's what Porzingis and. You know, and I don't know what's going to happen next. It's like they got to start all over again.
Yeah, Porzingis had a nice bounce back, but it's, 7'3", torn ACL, knee injuries, leg injuries. That's why we talked about Wembanyama. You know, what this looks like for Porzingis hopefully isn't a precursor to what he's going to have to deal with. Hey, Ahmad, thank you for calling from VA.
I appreciate it, man. Take care, buddy.
No doubt about it. Tony's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, JR, let's keep it real. Bradley Beal is not going to make a difference. He's really not going to make a difference. And as far as Chris Paul, I think he's done. No matter where we go, he's done. So that's all I really got to say.
Okay, thank you. Straightforward and to the point. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Baltimore. If Bradley Beal is healthy, he can make a difference. Is he making a championship difference? That's what people want to know. And I think more importantly, is he, are they going to play? There's 82 games in the season. How many games is Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker going to be on the court at the same damn time? How many? 40 games, 50 games? Is it going to come at the end of the season? And it's hard to look at the Brooklyn Nets and just say, oh, well, look what happened with the Nets. Are they going to be healthy in the postseason? That's when you want these dudes there. Are they going to have continuity? And, you know, yeah, Devin Booker is probably the best dude to move the ball around. Who's going to have to sacrifice the most? Is it Durant? He's the smartest of the three. It's difficult. He's also the oldest and the most experienced. So how Vogel makes this all fit together will be interesting. But the bigger part is, are they going to be healthy? And you mentioned Chris Paul, and you say Chris Paul is washed up, and we don't know where he's going. I know where he was this morning. Chris Paul was on Good Morning America promoting a new book, and he was asked, he's sitting down there with NFL Hall of Famer, you know, Michael Strahan. He's sitting there with George Stephanopoulos. Hey, Shep, what is George Stephanopoulos famous for? Anything?
He was pretty big in politics at one point with the Clinton administration, and he doesn't always talk sports, but he did this morning, apparently.
Yeah, that's Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer, poor Wolf Blitzer. He had season tickets to the Wizards, that poor soul. But yeah, George Stephanopoulos, just, I haven't seen Good Morning America in forever. It's like I haven't seen TV in forever.
The real star of that is Robin Roberts, in my opinion.
Well, Robin Roberts doing a lot of work for Special Olympics out in Berlin over the weekend, so good on her. But George Stephanopoulos sat down with Michael Strahan, and they had a whole conversation with Chris Paul. Hey, man, you here to talk about the book, but come on, you just got traded. How did this happen? Did you know? Well, what's the deal? This is what Chris Paul had to say.
I'm driving in this morning, and we got the ticker tape thing outside of our building.
What did it say?
And I see this potential blockbuster deal between you and Bradley Beal that may take you from Phoenix to Washington and vice versa. Mm. I was surprised. What are your first thoughts on that?
I was surprised, too. I found out on the plane yesterday flying here for this. You know, in this league, anything can happen, so you just figure out what's next. Mm.
You literally found out on the plane?
Absolutely.
Wow.
What was your first reaction?
Don't push him any further. He's trying to be nice about it.
Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, well, what are we supposed to say here? Come on now. He knew that there was a possibility that he was going to be traded. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, and even a couple of days ago, he was doing a book tour, and he was in Phoenix. He's like, yeah, I want to stay here. This is why I'm here right now, son. And signing these books, we heard weeks ago that the Phoenix Suns were not trying to pay this man $30 million to do what? Potentially be hurt? To get to the postseason and pull a hamstring again? To be MIA and out of action? We know they were done. They were cooked the minute that he went down. And we had to run around and look at Kevin Durant and Booker try to score 150 points just to stay alive. And so Chris Paul, we don't know where he's going to end up. Is he going to be a Laker somehow, some way? Is he going to go out and be a Clipper? Where else would make sense? Where the hell else would Chris Paul go where he's going to contribute positively to a championship? It's not like, I don't know, the Celtics, what, they going to trade for him? It's some tough going. And do you want him in the locker room with a Joe Mazzulla? So it's tough. Welcome to the end of the road, man. That's just life and how it goes. Let's see what happens with Chris Paul. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Michael is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Question I got is, how do you think Alabama's going to do this year? And I think they need to Nick Saban needs to beef up the defense more than it's been being for us to be successful this year.
We certainly know that Nick Saban and his squad have spent more time worrying about the offensive side of the ball over the past few years. I think the most important thing that he needs to do is identify who his QB is, and nobody knows. And so we know they're not – well, they haven't been there winning a championship over the past couple of seasons. That's belonged to the Georgia Bulldogs. But until we know what the quarterback situation is, now that Bryce Young is gone, man, he could build up the defense all he wants. If he can't score, he's cooked.
That's true.
I'm sorry about that, Michael. Can you play quarterback?
No, I have to sit back and watch them.
Okay, me too. You don't want to, you can go back to school and try.
I'm too old now, man.
Okay, sorry about that.
I appreciate you taking my call, and y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Michael. Thank you for calling from Alabama. Hey, we got Connor from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Love you. Love your show. I wanted to talk about Draymond Green and his opting out of the contract with the Warriors. I think it's sad. I mean, I think most people would agree that they not necessarily want him back, I guess, for the sentimental reasons. I mean, we need him for the team and for effectiveness and to be a playoff contender in the long run. He's an elite defender. And, you know, when you get Draymond Green, you know, he kind of comes with a little extra. His personality is it's a bit immature at sometimes. And
you want him back, but you're worried about what?
Huh? I want him back.
You want him back, but what is your main concern?
My main concern is that he does not come back, or the Warriors do not want to pay him extravagant amounts of money to have him back.
Well, you know what, Connor? What we're going to do is get ready to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to hear from the Golden State Warriors. We're going to hear from some people who might want him back. And you're correct. Draymond Green, it was announced today, is going to just forego the final year of his contract. He's going to look for a multi-year deal. Is it going to be with the Golden State Warriors? Can you see Draymond Green in another uniform? And if he's not on the Warriors, then what the hell do the Warriors do after that? Suck? And I don't think Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are just getting a job done by themselves. Not even to mention them young players. Oh, my God. We'll hear from the Warriors on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, You've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.